Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Them songbirds, you know there's something wrong with them if they quit singing. And there's something wrong with the believer that's lost a song. Hallelujah. It's a new year. How many knows he can give a new song? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Once again, so good to see everyone. And don't forget, after service, please, everybody join us back there. If one of your resolutions is to cut down next year, you can do that after 12 o'clock or eating before 12 o'clock. And we're going to have a good time of fellowship. And then we'll have that spiritual emphasis of praying in the new year. I'm probably going to be saying a lot, not just tonight, but on Sunday, about the new year and the need for spiritual renewal. Amen. If there's anything our nation needs, it's spiritual renewal. But it has to start in the church. And if it starts in the church, it has to start because individuals begin to see a need that says, Lord, I need to be renewed. Amen. And with that, I'm not going to introduce it tonight or even Sunday, but at the beginning of every year, I introduce a theme for the year. And this year, the theme is going to be Christ alone. I just want us just to focus on who Jesus is and what he has come to do and to mean to us in every aspect of the church, from teaching the children to ever ministry. The focus would be on Christ, pointing people to Christ. Amen. Amen. I wasn't here Sunday, as you know, and so I don't know if any postponements have taken place. I'll let you know if they had, but at this point, on Friday evening is Young Adult Fellowship, and on Saturday is Senior Saints Breakfast. Right now, Brother Norvell is very sick, so I haven't heard if there's... Okay, we're going to wait till March. Okay, so Senior Saints, there'll be no Senior Saints Breakfast, and amen. I want to share a challenge with you tonight. If you turn in your Bibles to Luke 24, along the lines of renewal, I just pray something will happen in our hearts tonight. Praise the Lord. This is a story that happened right after resurrection, and I'm not going to read the whole story right now. I just want to read one verse, verse 32, Luke 24:32. Since I'm just reading one verse, you can remain seated this evening. I don't want to break tradition, but if you just remain seated. These were the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They left Jerusalem. They were walking down the road. They're talking about the events that have happened, and this figure, this man, gets in step with him. He probably had to quicken his pace, and then he gets in step with him. He begins to talk to him, and he asks them why they're so sad, and they said, you must be a stranger not to know everything that's been going on, how they took this man Jesus, a prophet of God, and they killed him. And Jesus said, oh, yeah, you know, tell me about it. And they said, well, it's not only that. We've had some of our women report that they have actually seen him alive. And Jesus, at that point, took over the conversation, and from the Old Testament, he began to speak about who Christ was. Well, they got to the place where the two men were staying, and Jesus made it as if he would go on further, but they beseeched him. They said, don't go any further. Stay here with us. Eat with us. Stay with us tonight. So they sat down to eat, and Jesus picked up the bread from the table, and he broke it, and he handed them a piece of bread. You can surmise here, at this point, the Bible said Jesus had withholden himself. But you can surmise that when he handed the bread to them, what did they see? They saw the scars in his hand, And at that moment, Jesus disappeared from their midst, and they're reflecting on that. And they said, here's the verse, they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scripture? Did not our heart burn within us? I thought, what a wonderful way as believers to start this new year, 2015. What a wonderful way to begin in tonight's service, just feel a rekindling of a burning fire, spiritual fire, and love for God in our hearts. And so I want to share the challenge tonight, burning within. Burning within. Did not our heart burn within us? Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, help your presence to increasingly grow in our midst as we speak from your word tonight, Lord. Lord, from every age group, Lord, the spectrum, Lord, tonight, that you would challenge us as believers who've had our lives changed by Jesus. Lord, challenge us that our passion for you would be rekindled and refreshed and renewed tonight. May we leave here with a burning within. And all God's people said, amen. I don't want to mix analogies because I'm going to share two. And I don't want to mix analogies, and I know that fever is bad, and I know it's an unpleasant thing to bring up because so many people have had it. But I couldn't get out of my mind as I prepared this message of how we take body temperature. And we take body temperature because temperature is an indication of our physical condition and need. Isn't that why we take temperature? We had several of our grandkids and Andrew with the flu over Christmas, and one of our kids had one of those new fancy ones. You just press a button and just rub it. By the time you get to the other side, it's revved the temperature. And I know we did it on several, and Andrew, he was over 104 a few times. We'd run across there. It was over, that's pretty high temperature. I got to thinking about that. That indicates the condition. So, you know, I don't have one, but not a physical one nor a spiritual one. But what if we just started taking temperatures tonight? Or maybe we should do it right here over the heart, the spiritual temperature. Have you ever thought about that? What's your spiritual temperature tonight? Maybe it does work. Anyone want to volunteer to see what would it be? What would your spiritual temperature be? What would your spiritual temperature be? Ever thought of that? Now, with the physical, it's opposite. High temperature is bad, right? Now, I want to tell you something about physical temperature. This is going to be deep, but I want you to get it. If your bodily temperature is room temperature, you're dead. And when our spiritual temperature is the same as the world around us, we are spiritually dead. Amen? And so I want to talk about this burning within. Their hearts burned within them. I want to use the analogy now. Let's forget the temperature. I want to use the analogy now of a fireplace. A fireplace. You know, fire in a fireplace is in one of three conditions. And I want you to ask yourself, which is you tonight? Fire in a fireplace is one of three conditions. Number one, it's burning. That's what we want to see. It's burning. Fire in the fireplace, burning. Number two, it's burned down. Burned down. No flames. Maybe if you look deeper, you could see some coals under the ashes. It's not flaming up. It's not burning. It's burned down. But the third condition in the fireplace is burned out. Burned out. There's been a fire there, but now it's just gone. It's been probably 3 or 4 weeks, maybe more, since I've had a fire in our fireplace. And today, my lock was frozen to my shed, and I couldn't get my ash bucket, and I used a plastic bucket. You don't do that, right? But how did I know that I was safe? It had been burned out so long, I was perfectly safe. So the condition is one of three things in our hearts. We're either burning spiritually, or we've burned down. There's a little life still there, but there's no flame. Or we are burned out. You see, these two on the road to Emmaus, after the news of Jesus' death, the fire in their souls had burned down. Jesus looked at them and said, "You're sad." They'd lost an excitement. Here's the conqueror. We thought he was the one that was going to liberate Israel. But now Jesus has been crucified, and their souls had burned down. Maybe not out, but barely discernible. You see, here's the thing we're going to see tonight. What caused their hearts to burn within them? It was their interaction with Jesus. I want you to know this thing about spiritual fervor and our hearts burning is all about, just like it was with those on the road to Emmaus, it's about our relationship with Christ. You know, it's not just, well, I've lost a little religious excitement. See, it's all tied. You cannot lose spiritual fire without there being a problem with your relationship with Christ. You know, I know this because it happens in all of human relationship, and I'm not going to open a marriage seminar, but the same is true with marriage and friendship. I mean, that fire, that passion, that fervor can die down and will die down if an effort isn't made to maintain and keep the flames going. And it's just the same as in human relationships. It's the same in our relationship with Christ. If we don't maintain, invest in our relationship with Christ, spend time with Him, the fire will burn down or burn out. But as we develop, as we cultivate our relationship with Christ, the fire will begin to burn. I mean, it's that simple. They're walking on the road to Emmaus. The fire has burned down. It's in danger of going out. But Jesus comes into their company. And spending time with Jesus, that reignited the burning in their heart. You see the connection? The burning in my soul, the level of the burning of my soul is correlated with the time I am spending with Jesus. It's a relation thing. And here's the wonderful thing. We don't have to settle for having had the fire of fervor for God burn down or burn out. We don't have to settle for that. Even tonight, we can leave as those on the road to Emmaus. We can leave with our hearts burning afresh within us. You say, well, and maybe it'll take a long time, but you say, well, you know, I don't even have time to invest tonight to get my heart on fire again. How long did it take them? I don't know how far they walked, but it wasn't all night. It wasn't 6 weeks. It wasn't 6 months. It was just that time spent with Jesus, with nothing else on their minds, no distraction, no other intent. They were just with Jesus, and in just a little bit, the flames were fanned into life again. Oh, don't you want your heart to burn within you? I want to go back quickly to those three conditions. I want to talk to you tonight if the fire is burning. I'm not saying we all look like that burned out fireplace. So tonight there's some here and the fire is burning. I mean, I heard some pretty fervent hallelujahs and amens and saw some fervent worship. If the fire is burning, that's wonderful, that's great. But remember, every fire to keep burning must have fuel added. I started that fire today, and periodically I had to go put another log on it. You see, fire to keep burning must be maintained. I can't say my fire is really burning. I don't need to go to church tonight. And then I'll tell you something. If your fire is really burning, you'll never say that. Hallelujah. You know, the correlation is there. You can always tell when the fire begins. Now, I know folks can't be here tonight. I didn't want them to come with the flu either. But I want to tell you there's a correlation. You can always tell when folks' fire starts dying out. And it's because they start missing church. right? Well, I don't have to go to church three times. That's not the point. The point is, if the fire is burning, you want to go to church. And you recognize something. To keep the fire burning, you have to keep adding fuel. Secondly, if the fire is burned down, what do we do when the fire is burned down? Well, number one, you can add fuel. Throw a newspaper on it. You can add fuel. How do you add fuel to the spiritual fire? You give of yourself. You give of your time. If your fire is burning down, and you say, oh, I don't want to be there. Carve out 20 minutes tomorrow, 30 minutes, and say, I'm going to go spend time with the Lord. See, you're giving of yourself. And to give of yourself is to put fuel on the fire. If the fire is burned down, it can be blown on. I used to love that. You know, it's all an art with an insert. If you get a good seal, you can control that fire. If you've got a good seal, you can shut the dampers at night, and that thing will die down, but it's drying that wood out like charcoal. And the next morning, you open those doors, and you don't even see anything. And sometimes, if you had the right kind of wood, you just go, and that thing just flare up. If you didn't have that, you could use the billows. It's amazing what wind will do to a fire. And I'll tell you, if the fire is burning down, what you need to do is get where the Holy Spirit's moving. Because it's amazing when the Holy Spirit wind begins to blow. It's amazing how fires that have burned down just back to life again. Oh, that's why we need the moving of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the fire's burned down, it can be stirred. If the billows didn't work, Brother Dale, I'd get the poker out and start stirring. Hallelujah. You see, I like that positive preaching. I like that stuff that'll tell me I'm going to get rich and I'm big stuff, and I just, the devil doesn't recognize I'm big stuff. I like that kind of preaching. I'm telling you, maybe there's a place for it. I don't know. But I want to tell you, if your fire's burning down, you don't need a bunch of hype. What you need is that word of God to get in there. How many knows there's nothing that stirs the heart like the word of God? And if the fire is burning down, say, get the word. You say, it's not church time. Amen. Get in the archive. Listen to a message. Get a podcast. Turn religious radio on. Amen. Get the Bible out and read it. I'm talking about people that are serious about the fire of God in their hearts. And if it's burning down, one thing you can do is stir it. How many knows the Word of God stirs? And I hope that's happening even right now, that the Word of God is stirring up the fire within. So we've talked about if the fire is burning, if the fire is burning, burn down. But what if the fire is burned out? I told you, I started today. It had been several weeks since we had a fire. The first thing I did is I cleaned all the old ashes out. And I'm telling you, if the fire has gone out, the first thing you need to do is start cleaning the old ashes out. I'm talking about old things. I'm talking about things that are just going to be a hindrance to the fire. See, I could lift all those ashes, old ashes in there, but all they're going to do is hinder the fire, right? I'm telling you, if the fire's gone out, start by getting rid of the, God, I don't want this in my life. This has taken my fervor for you. This has kept me away from you. This has kept me from knowing your presence. Just start cleaning out the old ashes. And then when you get the old ashes out, then what you need is you need fuel. And I keep saying that, but fuel is given of yourself, but fuel is the word. Fuel is the fellowship with the saints. Fuel is church. You get the fuel in there, and then what do you do then? Well, you got to be reignited. And I want to tell you, God's able to reignite. I mean, there's folks, death had already set in their eyes, coldness into their heart. But, oh, they got with God, and God reignited the fire that had gone out. Hallelujah. How many knows He can reignite the fire? It's worth getting rid of the dead ashes. I mean, there's a lot of ashes and things that keep the fire from burning. There's programs that we watch. There's games that we play. There's relationships that we have with people. And if we're honest, they've done nothing but take the fire of God out of our soul, and there comes a time to clean the ashes out and get along with God and say, God, reignite me. I want to bring it down to this. God provides the flame if we will provide the fuel. Hallelujah. How many believes that God will provide the flame if we'll provide the fuel? Lord, here I am. I give myself. I give my heart. I give my mind. I give my life. Amen. I want to answer the question. You say you keep using this. The fire of God in our hearts. What is the fire of God in our hearts? And another question is, in answering that, do I have the fire of God? Now listen, I could open a new message here, and I'm not going to, and different people would answer this in a different way. But I want to try to answer the question briefly tonight. What is the fire of God? And as I'm answering that question, then the question for all of us is, do I have that fire of God in my soul? I believe the fire of God is a love for God and a sense of His loving me. You can tell your heart's on fire when you feel a love for God. Amen. You know, when you feel a love for the world, the fire's gone out. But when you feel a love for God, the fire's burning. And it's not just my feeling love for God. It's my recognizing He loves me. I'm telling you, there's nothing that'll cause your heart to flame like knowing that God loves you. I mean, it's a wonderful experience. And the fire of God then is a love for God, His sense of loving me. Another thing the fire of God is, it's a hunger for spiritual things as opposed to material and temporal things. You can tell the fire of God is burning when you have a desire for spiritual things. Amen. I think some of you were that way about tonight. We've had our holiday, but there was something in your heart that says, I just got to get to church. I just need something more. I'm not satisfied. More of you, Lord. I've got to have spiritual things. The fire of God, you know it's in your heart when you have a hunger for spiritual things. What is the fire of God? It's excitement about what God does and is doing. It's an excitement about what God does and is doing. Amen. I don't know where they're at tonight, and maybe there's some follow-up that needs to be done, but I've been excited about on Christmas Sunday, Christmas worship, both services. Folks came in here, most of them we hadn't even seen before, and they prayed in the altars. Amen. Only God can do that. Only God can touch a heart. Amen. And you say, well, they haven't been back. And we've seen people pray before. And they're, yeah, but look around. There's others that came and prayed. And they're still here. I want you to know God still saves. And when I got the fire of God in my heart, I'm excited about what God does and what God is doing. Amen. You know, it always bothers me when somebody that needs salvation comes and pray, or somebody that needs help comes and they're weeping and crying. And to look out and see some folks so disconnected from the service, they don't care. It doesn't move them. They're more interested in what's on the smartphone than what's going on the altar. Amen. There's no fire there. A fire gets excited about what God is doing. And if God isn't doing anything at the moment, the fire of God is to get excited about what God can do and will do. That's the fire of God. What is the fire of God? It's an enthusiasm about doing something for God. You see, the fire isn't just getting excited about what God can do. The fire of God has been enthusiastic about doing something for Him. When people got the fire of God, now nobody, this is just illustration, there's other things. But when people got the fire of God in their hearts and they can sing, they want to be in choir. They lose the fire, they don't want to be in choir. They got the fire in their hearts, they want to be involved in outreach. They lose the fire of God, they don't want to be involved in outreach. Am I telling the truth? The fire of God is an enthusiasm to do something for God. We could go on and on, but just one more thing. The fire of God in my heart is a desire for purity. Purity. You know, that's what fire does. It burns out impurities. Every metal, everything that is purified by fire. And I can tell I've got the fire of God in my heart when I have a desire for purity. You know, when you have the fire of God burning, you something comes up on the screen that's impure. There's something in you that's repulsed by that. The fire of God doesn't like that. Oh, I want the fire of God in my heart. Amen. I want to close with this thought, and I've been going back and forth, if you haven't noticed, from the fireplace to the road to Emmaus. And I want to end on the road to Emmaus and answer the question, what got their hearts to burning? Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? What got their hearts to burning? Amen. First of all, it was the word. They said our hearts burned as we were in the scripture. It's the word of God that can get the fire going. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That's why I take every sermon, every message, I take it seriously, because it's the word that gets, I don't know how it all works. I've been preaching for 35 years, almost 36 this March. I don't know how it all works. I just know, amen, God's word is able to kindle a fire in people. Oh, I love to see it when it happens. Someone comes in, the fire's gone, the coldness is in their eyes, and the word of God is shared, and suddenly something begins to ignite within their heart. Amen. That's what happened on the road to Emmaus. The word caused their hearts to burn. It wasn't just the word, though. It was his presence. It's as he talked with us, by the way, when he opened to us the scriptures, he walked with us, his presence. Let me just put it this way. It's simply not possible to have a heart on fire for God without spending time with Jesus. It's impossible to have a heart that's aflame without being in his presence. Amen. It's amazing how little time believers have spent in the presence of Jesus during these holidays. Oh, but they loved, these men on the road to Emmaus, they loved his presence, and they didn't yet even know who he was. There was just something about him. And so when he went as to go on further, they beseeched him, abide with us. We want to spend some more time with you. Amen. They hadn't put it all together yet, but they realized spending time with this man was causing some burning in their heart. Amen. If you want your heart to burn, spend time with Jesus. Hallelujah. It wasn't just his word or his presence. It was the communication they had. They talked to him. He talked to them. Jesus talked to them about the scriptures. And let me tell you something. You can read the Bible. I can read the Bible. And I've already said the word causes the burning within. But it's one thing to hear the scriptures, and it's another thing to let Jesus talk to you about the scriptures that you've heard. See, they were hearing the scriptures, but Jesus began to talk to them about the scripture. That's why I so believe in altar services. I talked to a pastor tonight, and he said one of the difficulties that he's having is getting folks to come to the altar. And I said, well, we all need to see more sinners come and pray. He said, I'm not talking about sinners. He said, I'm talking about the Christians, the believers. He said, you can't get them to come to the altar anymore. And I never did it just as a thought out thing, but as I'm preaching this, I realize how many times have I encouraged us, even on a Wednesday night Bible study, I'll say, come, let's let the word of God settle into our hearts. See, it's one thing to hear the word of God. It's another thing to let Jesus talk to us about the word. And that's what happens, I believe, in the altar. I've seen people moved and stirred by a message, but it went no further. Because when you hear the word, come and let Jesus talk to you about it. I'm talking about folks who want their heart burning. Amen. Amen. His presence, and then the communication that they had. They were talking back and forth. Amen. And then last of all, their hearts burned within them because they received from his hands. Look at Luke 24:30. And it came to pass that he sat at meat with them. He took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And we've already talked about, no doubt, they saw the scars. But in receiving the bread from his hands, their hearts were put aflame. And if it was the scars that they saw, it just goes to prove, if the fires die down, if you'll revisit Calvary. Amen. I mean, how could we be spiritually dead if we've really seen what he's done for us at the cross, at the cross, at the cross? If you see the love of God at the cross, you cannot be spiritually dead if you really see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, cause your fire to burn. People on fire, people who have burning hearts. And I'm preaching to the choir, so to speak, right now. But if people's hearts on fire, you don't have to encourage them together with other of God's people. They want to. You don't have to beg them to come to church. They want to. Their heart's on fire. Did you know when people's heart's on fire, they don't get out of sorts about little slights and things? Amen. You know what? When folks' fire for God dies down, everything's a problem. Everything's a difficulty. No preacher can preach it right. No singer can sing it right. Nobody can sit right in their pew. I mean, everything's a problem. When the fire of God's burning, you don't hear people give these kind of arguments. Well, I can still be this, do this and be a Christian. You don't hear those kind of trying to justify the things. You just don't hear it. Amen? Because their hearts are on fire. When people's hearts are on fire, they're not always talking about quitting, giving up. Amen? When your heart's on fire, you're not talking about those things. Amen? When people's hearts are on fire, you don't have to beg them to pay attention, to be involved, to be interested. They just are. To this day, one of the best sellers ever in the English language and across the world is John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. And he wrote that from prison for his convictions. But one of the scenes I've always really appreciated is when Christian was with that fellow called the interpreter. You may remember this. And the interpreter said, come here, I want to show you something. And he took Christian over there, and there's this wall. And there's a fire that's burning. But though the fire is burning, there's a man there throwing water on the fire. But the more water he throws on the fire, the hotter and higher the flames go. And John Bunyan said, what's going on? And the interpreter said, let me tell you what's going on. That fire is the grace of God. That fire is what Christ does in the heart, what God does in the heart. And that fellow with the water, he represents Satan, because Satan don't like what God does. And so Satan's going to try to put it out, and he's throwing water on it. And Christian said, yes, but the fire's not going out. It's getting hotter and higher. How can that be? And the interpreter said, oh, I got to show you on the other side of the wall. And every time the one man on the other side, Satan, would take a bucket of water and throw it on the fire, Jesus on the other side of the wall, he would throw on a bucket of oil. I'm telling you, if you want to serve God, you can serve God. Now, I know what the reality is. You get the fire of God in your heart. You get saved. You get full of God. And Satan's going to come along with bucket after bucket, worldliness and temptations and problems and doubt. He'll keep throwing the water on. But I'm telling you, if you want your fire to burn, amen, you can be assured that Jesus will throw on the oil. Hallelujah. How many like Jesus just to throw on a little oil tonight? How many's tired of being doused with the water and you're ready for the buckets of oil? Oh, do you want your heart to burn within you? Music, would you come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I read a lot about Arctic explorers, and I'm not going to go into all that. But you read the awful things that happened to their bodies, and then eventually death simply because of a lack of heat and a lack of fire. And it's no differently spiritually. Spiritually, it's an Arctic out there. It's winter out there. School is winter. Work is winter. Society is winter. Many churches are winter. And I'm telling you, awful things happen to people when it gets spiritually cold, just like it happens to them physically when it gets physically cold. Amen. Many people have heard over and over Jim Elliot, the man who gave his life for the South American Indians. He was a martyr there. And they read in his journal where he said this, quoting a scripture, he makes his ministers a flame of fire. And then he comments on that. Am I ignitable? That's a good question tonight. Am I ignitable? God deliver me from the dead asbestos of other things. Saturate me with the oil of the Spirit that I might be a flame. But flame is transient. often short-lived. Canst thou bear this, my soul, short life? In me there dwells the spirit of the great short-lived, whose zeal for God's house consumed him. And he has promised baptism with the spirit of fire. And then Jim Elliot said this, make me thy fuel, flame of God. And it's often attributed to Jim Elliot, and everything he said is worthy of merit. But that last phrase there, make me thy fuel, flame of God. He didn't write that. Another missionary did. Some years before, Amy Carmichael, she wrote it. And she put it in a poem. And I know sometimes you say, I want to read a poem. It turns folks off. But don't let it do that, because I want you to, those to be the last words you hear tonight. Make me thy fuel, flame of God. And listen to what she says. From prayer that asks that I may be sheltered from winds that beat on thee. From fearing when I should aspire. From faltering when I should climb higher. From silken self, O captain free, thy soldier who would follow thee. From subtle love of softening things. From easy choices and weakenings. Not thus are spirits fortified. Not this way went the crucified. From all that dims thy Calvary, O Lamb of God, deliver me. Here it is. Give me thy love that leads the way, the faith that nothing can dismay, the hope no disappointment tire, the passion that would burn like fire. Let me not sink to be a clod. Make me thy fuel, flame of God. You want your heart to burn within you? Let's stand. I hope the word has been some help on that, but I think we need to spend time in his presence. Amen. Let him breathe on us. I'm going to ask you to come and stand in a moment. Just lift up your heart and hand and say, Lord, I'm not here to do thy diagnosing. That's between you and God where your fire is. But I do want to ask you, what's your spiritual temperature? What's your spiritual temperature? And the fireplace, is it burning or is it burned down or is it burned out? Whatever the case, you can leave here saying with those two on the road to Emmaus, my soul's burning within me. Yes. If that's your desire for your heart to burn within you, would you come and stand and lift your hands as Sister Tricia sings this? Could you do that? Just come say, I want my heart to burn. Amen. Come on, let's pour out our hearts to God. Could you do it? Burn in me. Oh, come on, burn in me, Lord. I'm not satisfied with spiritual deadness. Lord, I want your fire to burn within me. Burn in my heart. Burn in my life. Burn in my mind. Oh, that's it, young people. Praise God. Lord, I want to burn with a fervor for you. Burn out the sin. Burn out the worldliness. Burn out the things unlike you. Burn up the chaff. Burn up the dross. Burn in my heart, oh God. Oh, burn in my heart, oh God. Burn in my heart, oh God. There is a fire. It's a love. It's not just religious zeal. It's a passion for Christ. It's a love for Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, to love you, to follow after you, after all that you've done. You say, I don't feel any fire. Look at those nail-scarred hands. Amen. Receive from his hands tonight. Oh, burn in me, Lord. Oh, Spirit of God, breathe on us, Lord, tonight. Breathe on our hearts. Stir our hearts.
Holy Ghost fire, burn in me. Yesterday's gone. Today I'm in need.
Oh, burn in my heart, God. Burn in my soul. Burn in my spirit. Glory to God. Oh, let him burn. Let it burn in your heart. Let it burn in your mind. Oh, don't be consumed with lust and the things of this world, but be consumed with the fire of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, burn in me. Oh, breathe on me, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yesterday.
Oh, let him do it right now. You can leave here saying, my heart burns within me. I'm tired of those things that would take my love for God, that would keep me from experiencing him. Oh, Lord, I want your word to stir me. Lord, stir us, Lord. Move in us, Lord. Move in our hearts, God. Lord, cause our hearts to burn within us. Lord, for a love for you, a love for your ways, a desire to see you work, a desire to see you saved. Lord, a desire to do something for you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, a desire for purity, a desire, God, for your presence. Hallelujah, burn within me, Lord. Burn within my soul. Burn within my heart. Burn within my life. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. That's it, just let him burn. Oh, how, there's nothing like it. Even this world caused you to burn out, be an empty hole. Amen. But God would cause you to have the life of fire. Amen. Brightness, light, strength. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Burn within me, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Pray with one another. Amen. It's like building a fire. Amen. The more fuel you get in there together, it affects one another. I've never built a fire with just one stick. Amen. It's getting all the sticks together. Amen. Why don't you pray one for another? Hallelujah. God, make us a burning fire. Make us a burning fire, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, today I'm in need.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
Holy Ghost fire.
Oh, fire, burn. Lord, burn with the holy fire. Burn with the passion within us. Lord, a passion for you. A passion for your way. A passion for your presence. A passion for your touch. Lord, just to see you work. Just to see you move. Just to see you, God, do great things. Lord, send the captive free. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know many are still praying, but I wonder as a church if we could sing this. I know we sing it many times to begin revival services. Amen. As I was praying with you, you might have heard me say it, but when I go to build a fire, I've never just used one stick. And I know we can have individual revival, but there's just something about fire. It works better when you get it all together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why those that could be here that are here tonight, it's such an encouragement and help. We get together. How many would like to see 2015, the year when the fire falls fresh? Hallelujah. Let's try it there.
Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled.
Did you hear it?
With fire from
above. Don't sing the chorus, let's sing that again.
Revive us again.
Listen.
Fill each heart with.
I want to hear you sing this.
May each soul be all rekindled.
With what?
Fire from above. And hallelujah. thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Oh, revive us again. And hallelujah. Oh, thine the glory. And hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Oh, revive us. Let's sing that again, the verse. Revive us again. Fill each heart. Thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from. We got to do it again. Just personalize it, okay? I want to sing, revive me again. Fill my heart with thy love. May my soul be rekindled with fire from above. Could we do that? Revive me again. Fill my heart with thy love. May my soul be rekindled, oh, with fire from above. And hallelujah. And hallelujah. And hallelujah. Thine the glory. Oh, revive. Oh, sing it from your hearts. And hallelujah. Here's the secret. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Oh, revive us again. And hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Without music, we're going to sing that first verse again. Personalize it. Amen. Help me, sister. Revive me again. Fill my heart with thy love. May my soul be rekindled. Oh, with fire from above. And hallelujah. Thine the glory, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, thine the glory, revive me, oh hallelujah, let's reach out to him. I hope that just sticks with us, oh hallelujah, not just a message tonight, but between now and Sunday, God set my heart on fire. I want to come into service for Sunday school and Sunday morning, not needing to recoup from the world, not needing to confess and pray through about it. I just want to come in Sunday morning, filled with the fire of God, burning bright, burning fresh. Oh, hallelujah. Can we reach out to him one more time and say, God, I mean it. I want my heart to be set aflame. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Burn within us, Lord. Burn within our hearts. Burn within our minds. Burn within our souls. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish whole church could have heard this, not because it was a great message, but because it's the burden of the heart, that we could have the fire of God afresh within us. Oh, hallelujah. That'll wake you up early to pray in the morning. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Could you shake one another's hand? Say, that's our desire. Would you do it? God bless you. Thank you.